بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet and the believers of his family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them, and we ask Him that to protect our hearts, not flinch them after giving guidance. وَأَنْ يَهَبَ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْهُ رَحْمَةً إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْوَهَّابُ. And to bestow His mercy upon us, He is certainly the generous. And to guide us all to the correct creed in all aspects of our deen. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is able to do all things. What is the correct creed regarding Ulatul Amr, the people in charge and authority of Muslims? Ahlus Sunnah belief, or believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained that the believers must obey the people in authority in that which is not a disobedience to Allah, and they are on the creed of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in which he made it clear in the hadith of Ubadah ibn Samit and other hadith as well, when he said Isma' wa ata', hear and obey, in your hardship and in your ease, in your hardship and in your ease, and in your pleasant things and in your unpleasant situations, and in cases of preference over you for worldly gains, even if they take your wealth, meaning the leaders, even if they take your wealth and beat your back, except in case of commanding you to do sin. And this hadith is in Ibn Hibban with Isnad in Hassan, with good chain of narration. The origin of it is in Sahih Muslim as well. And they, Ahlus Sunnah, are with the belief that it is forbidden to rebel against the leaders in authority, even if they are tyrant and oppressors, as long as they don't see in them clear, very clear kufr, clear disbelief, having evidence from Allah concerning it, meaning not desires, and not revolutionary driven emotions. Because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of your leaders are those whom you love and they love you, and whom you invoke Allah for them and they invoke Allah for you. And the evil of your leaders are those whom you hate and they hate you. You curse them and they curse you. Listen to this. The Prophet ﷺ said these statements. Then the companion said afterwards, Ya Rasulallah, shouldn't we fight them with the sword? Listen to this. Shouldn't we fight them with the sword? He said, La. No. Ma aqamu fikum as-salah. As long as they establish the salah. Wa idha ra'aytum. And if you see min wulatikum shay'an takrahunahu, if you see anything from your leaders which you dislike, fakrahu amalahu, then dislike his deed, wala tanzi'u yadan min ta'a, but don't take off your allegiance to them in obedience, i.e. don't rebel against them. Similarly, in another version, and this is in Sahih Muslim, we'll talk about that as well inshallah. And if a leader takes authority and you see that he acts in disobedience to Allah, then let the person dislike his action of disobedience, but not take rebellion against him. The consequences and the punishment for those who rebel. There are severe punishments and threats concerning this in this life and in the hereafter, in accordance with the gravity of this crime. From that is, anyone who dies while he is in a state of disobedience, separate from the general body of Muslims, if he dies on this state, he dies mitatan jahiliyyah, a death of pre-ignorance, a death of the days of pre-ignorance, of jahiliyyah. And that he has no proof, no plea with Allah on the day of resurrection. And that shaitan is with him. And that his blood is lawful. And that no one should mind him, asking about him, indicating his grave sin. And Ahlul Sunnah are with the belief that the invocation for the people in authority, invoking Allah for their righteousness, is something praiseworthy and asserted, and that this is from the path of the righteous predecessors, and that this is a sign. And listen to this carefully. This is the sign that the person is from Ahlul Sunnah when he invokes Allah to correct the leader and to bestow upon the leader righteousness. This is a sign that this person who invokes Allah for them is from Ahlul Sunnah, as Al-Imam Al-Barbahari stated in his great book, As-Sunnah, the Creed, and which is available in English, and which we recommend to read by every Muslim. He said, if you see the man invoking Allah against the leader in authority, then know that he is صاحب هوى, that he is a follower of desire. That he is a follower of desire. If you see the man invoking Allah against the leader, then know that he is صاحب هوى, is a person who follows his lowly desire. وَإِذَا سَمِعْتَ الرَّجُلَ يَدْعُو لِلسُّلْطَانِ بِالصَّلَاحِ, and if you hear the person invoking Allah to bestow righteousness on the leader, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ صَاحِبُ سُنَّةِ إِنْشَاءَ, then know that he is a man of sunnah, Allah willing. Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, one of the righteous predecessors, rahimahullah, said, لو كان لي دعوة, if I had one invocation to save, ما جعلتها إلا في السلطان, I would make it only for the Sultan, for the leader in authority. We are commanded, he continued, to invoke Allah to bestow righteousness to them upon them. And we were not commanded, he added, to invoke Allah otherwise, even if they oppress and are tyrant, because their oppression and their tyranny is upon themselves and upon the Muslims, and their righteousness is for themselves and for the Muslims. Contemplate these words of the Salaf before you resort to your desire in these matters and bear the consequences in this life and the hereafter. And Al-Imam al-Sabuni, the great Imam from the righteous predecessors, rahimahullah, said in his book, عَقِيدَةُ السَّلَفِ أَصْحَابُ الْحَدِيثِ, the creed of the Salaf, the people of Hadith, the followers of Hadith, and this is in English, available. He said, وَيَرَوْنَ الدُّعَاءَ لَهُمْ بِالْإِصْلَاحِ وَالتَّوْفِيقِ وَالصَّلَاحِ, and they see, meaning Ahlul Sunnah, the invocation to Allah, invoking Allah to bestow righteousness and success and correctness upon the leaders. And also, it is in agreement between the grand scholars of Islam, the grand companions rather, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that insulting them is something legally prohibited. يقول أنس بن مالك, Imam Anas bin Malik, the Imam of Dar al-Hijra, or I'm sorry, Anas bin Malik, the companion, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, نهانا كبراؤنا من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the grand ones from the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, forbade us, لا تسبوا أمراءكم, don't insult your leaders, ولا تغشوهم, and don't cheat them, ولا تبغضوهم, and don't hate them, واتقوا الله, and fear Allah, واصبروا, and be patient and persevere, فإن الأمر قريب, فإن الأمر قريب, for the matter is really close. And this is related by Ibn Abi Asim in the Sunnah and others. And Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah asserted, they see that it is incumbent upon the believers to establish the Hajj and the Jihad and the Salah in congregation with the leaders, even if they are wicked and tyrant. If someone comes and say, how could we pray behind them? Tyrant, oppressors, and follow them in Hajj, and follow them in Jihad if they go, and in congregations, and in the Eid prayers. The answer is, as our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah answered by saying, لأنهم أئمتنا, because they are our leaders. We are commanded to hear and obey. This is deen in compliance with the command of Allah, not our desires. Listen to what Allah says in Surah An-Nisa in 4:59. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, oh believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and those of you Muslims who are in authority. And it is also because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام asserted to us, إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ بَعْدِي أَثَرَهُ, you will see after me athara, preferences for worldly gains, and matters which you will deny, وَأُمُورًا تُنْكِرُونَهَا, concerning the leaders. They said, look at the companions. They asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَمَا تَأْمُرَنَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Messenger of Allah, what do you command us to do? What do you command us to do? He said, أَدُّوا إِلَيْهِمْ حَقَّهُمْ وَسَلُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّكُمْ, give them their rights and ask Allah for your rights. This is reported in Muslim. And their rights is that we obey them in that which is not a disobedience. But even in that case, if they order disobedience, this doesn't mean we repel upon against them. But we persevere. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah said, فَمَا الَّذِي فَتَحَ بَابَ الْفِتَنِ وَالْقِتَالِ بَيْنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْإِخْتِلَافِ فِي الْآرَاءِ إِلَّا الْخُرُوجِ عَلَى الْأَئِمَّةِ. What is the thing which opened the door for fitna and fighting amongst Muslims and disputes in opinions except rebellion against the imams, meaning the leaders? In the hadith reported by Muslim, the hadith of Wa'il bin Hujr, he said, Salama bin Yazid al-Ja'fi asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O Prophet, Ya Nabi Allah, O Prophet of Allah, Do you see if our leaders stand asking their rights and preventing us our rights? What do you command us in this situation? The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, اسمعوا وأطيعوا. Hear and obey. They are to be held responsible for that, and you are held to be responsible for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained upon you. And this is reported by Muslim. And in the hadith of Ubadah ibn Samit, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, we gave allegiance to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to hear and obey in hardship and ease, in unpleasant situations and in pleasant situations, and that we don't dispute with the people of authority. قال, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إلا أن تروا كفرا بواحا عندكم فيه من الله برهان. Unless you see clear, plain kufr, which you have a proof and authority from Allah that it is kufr. And then the Shaykh rahimahullah said, if we fail to obey them, then we will break the covenant of obedience, and that which will lead to grave matters and terrible consequences. Now, in cases of situations where there is a possibility of disagreement between the scholars and tolerance of difference, and the leader takes one of the positions which is in dispute between the scholars, then it is not for us to oppose him and to take obedience away from him, meaning to obey him. Rather, we are commanded to give advice to the best of our ability, and with respect, especially if it is a matter of ijtihad. Of ijtihad, when there is an exertion of effort to deduce the opinion. In order to make the matter clear for them, not through a way of criticism, and it should be remembered that opposing them openly on the pulpits and through demonstrations and through leaflets and through media, this is not from the way of Ahlus Sunnah. Ahlus Sunnah give advice. If the ruler takes by it, alhamdulillah, they have done what Allah commanded them to do, both the leader and the one who gave the advice. But to confront them in these ways leads to great mischief. And it is from experience as well that many Muslims, unfortunately, are not learning the consequences of this terrible fitna in our times. All these statements that you have heard, this constitutes a matter of our creed, not a matter of opinion. In fact, it is the creed of the righteous predecessors. So So whoever says, I am a Muslim, whoever says, I am a Muslim, and I am a follower of the Quran and the authentic Sunnah in accordance with the understanding of the righteous predecessors from the companions and their followers in goodness and righteousness, then he must abide by this creed of Ahl Sunnah. He must abide by this creed of Ahl Sunnah. Otherwise, he would be following his own desires. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enlighten us, concerning all aspects of our deen, and to open our chests to the truth, and to preserve our ummah from fitan. Innahu sami'un mujib. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا نسألك إنك أنت العلي القدير. والله we ask you, you are the most high, all able, أن لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا, to protect our hearts from deviation after you gave us guidance to Islam, and that you bestow upon us mercy and understanding of the deen and correct application of it. Walhamdulillah wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala.